previously on 2½ Men.
I'm asking you to marry me.
You might as well just go to Vegas and elope. If we're going to have a family, we'll need to turn the second bedroom into a nursery.
But that's where Jake stays.
Yeah, but once Alan moves out, then Jake won't be staying there anymore, right?
Alan's moving out?
Of course he is. Isn't he?
I said the wedding's off.
Can I borrow your wedding ring?
What for?
Well, I thought as long as we're in Vegas, I'd marry Candy.
And I pronounce you man and wife, you may kiss the bride.
I don't freaking believe it.
Cheer up, Charlie. You're finally getting what you always wanted. I'm moving out of your house.
I don't freaking believe it.
Do we have time to play roulette before we go?
Oh, honey, that is a sucker's game. The odds are totally stacked against you. Ooh, super slotso fun jackpot.
Sure, make the smart bet.
Here, honey, kiss it before I put it in.
And the honeymoon begins.
Lots of fun, get it? It's lots of fun.
I'm ready for a refill.
Is that good?
I won.
$500,000!
I don't freaking believe it.
What's mine is yours.
Really?
And the honeymoon ends.
Excuse me, do you know where Charlie is?
Who's Charlie?
Charlie, you in here?
Hey, Alan. Long time no see. Say hello to my brother, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
I'm interrupting.
Gee, do you think?
Listen, I really need to talk to you. Can you come downstairs?
Sure. Give me an hour and a half.
Hour and a half?
I know it's a little rushed, but we're on a tight schedule here. Tina's got homework. Cindy's got to meet her fiancé, and Marie... Well, Marie's on the clock.
You already had two women in bed, and you felt the need to call a professional?
Better safe than sorry.
I see. Well, I guess I'll just wait downstairs.
Good call. Because, you know, vibes a crowd. Okay, does everybody remember their assignment?
Uh-huh, yeah, think so.
Then let's do this thing. Hour and a half on the dot. Can I plan or what? Hey, come on, show a little class. So, how's the newlywed? Still living the dream?
Well...
I gotta tell you, buddy, things haven't been the same around here since you left.
That's nice, but...
Yeah, they've been way better. I mean, look around. I don't even know these people. And I can have sex in every room in the house now. I had forgotten how much fun you can have on top of a washing machine. You know, hubbada, 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 hubbada.
That does sound like fun,
and the best part of all is without Jake here, Mom has no reason to visit. Heck, I may not have to see her again till we meet in hell.
I'm happy for you,
but... Come to think of it, without Jake here, there's no reason for you to visit either.
I'm your brother.
Yeah, so? I'm your brother. I don't visit you.
Charlie, listen to me. My wife threw me out.
Oh, dude. It's awful.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Aren't you listening to me? Candy doesn't love me anymore. My marriage is over. My life is in ruins.
Oh.
What?
Deja vu. It's as if I've lived through this before and didn't really enjoy it.
Charlie,
wait. There's a difference. This time, you can get your own place instead of sponging off me because you have money now, right?
Well...
Oh, you suck.
It wasn't my fault. There were taxes and the condo and Candy's new car and Candy's new clothes and the shoes. Oh, God, so many shoes.
How much do you have left?
$11.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Well, things were fine until about a month ago.
No. I'll go back upstairs. You come knock on my door again and say you want to talk to me. Only this time, I'll kill you.
Come on, you're all I have left in this world. I need you, Charlie.
Anybody here know a Charlie?
Man. Aw, jeez. I'm working for Caligula.
Hi, Berta.
Hey, Sippy. What are you doing here?
My marriage is over. Candy kicked me out.
Damn, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Damn.
Tell me about it.
I had October in the pool.
Pool? What pool?
Me, your brother, your mom, a couple of neighbors had a pool, and how long before she dumped your ass? I was so close.
You were betting that my marriage was gonna fail?
No. We were betting on when. So Charlie took you back, huh?
Well, not with open arms or an open heart or even an open door. After he pushed me out, I had to climb in through the window. But yeah, I'm back.
Well, I'm glad.
You're kidding.
No. With you and the kid around, I won't have to hose down the washing machine so often.
I'll get that.
I guess there's no trusting this butter now. Or the loose bananas.
Hello, Alan.
Judith?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
So is somebody gonna explain to me what the heck is going on?
I thought he should hear it from you.
Okay. Jack, listen, I know you liked Candy very much, but she and I have decided that we really can't stay married.
Aw, man.
It doesn't mean that you can't be friends with her.
No, I had December.
Alan, I just want to say I'm very sorry things didn't work out for you and Candy.
Thanks. You won the pool, didn't you?
Yeah. And just FYI, I spoke to my lawyer, and he said that even if Candy takes you for everything you've got, you still have to pay me alimony. Here's his bill.
$600?
He explained it very slowly.
You didn't call.
What?
When Dad moved out, you said you and me could still get together and do stuff, but you never called.
Ah, jeez, Jake, I'm sorry.
I waited.
I'll make it up to you.
When?
Later.
I'm still here.
What do you want me to do, Jake?
I don't know. You really let me down, and it hurt my feelings.
I know. I feel awful.
$50 and it goes away.
10.
Done. Love you, Uncle Charlie.
Back at you. I don't know, Jake. He's pretty depressed.
Yeah, well, that's the price you pay when you think with your penis.
Did you hear that from your mother?
No, your mother.
And how are you feeling about all this?
I'm okay.
You sure?
Uncle Charlie, this is not my first divorce.
Got it.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm never getting married.
That's a sweet dream to have, Jake. Sooner or later, you're gonna meet a girl who's smart, beautiful, and has a real grudge against her parents. What are you gonna do then?
Don't worry. I have a plan.
Really?
Yeah. If a girl falls in love with me, I'll tell her I can't marry her until I have enough money, even though I'll be secretly rich.
How do you plan to get secretly rich?
I'm gonna marry a movie star.
You're gonna marry a movie star to avoid getting married.
Guess I haven't worked out all the bugs.
Well, Keep me posted. Hey. Jake's sure changed in the last few months. Starting to see a real little man there. Not a real bright little man. So what you doing?
Making plans.
Do they involve marrying a movie star?
What?
Nothing. What's your plan?
Well, I figured I'd have a nice big lunch, get real drunk, stroll down to the beach, and try to swim to Japan.
Huh. Why the lunch?
I want to cramp up and drown before the sharks rip me to shreds.
Well, keep me posted.
I'm a failure, Charlie. Everything I've tried to do in my life has ended in complete, abject failure.
Buddy, you're looking at this the wrong way.
See? I failed again.
Will you shut up and listen to me? Failure is nothing to be ashamed of. It's a part of life. It's how we learn.
You know what? I've failed for almost 40 years. And what have I learned?
Oh, that wasn't a rhetorical question? Come on, Alan, you gotta have a sense of humor about this. A broke-ass, middle-aged guy marries a 22-year-old knucklehead just before he wins $500,000. And then she takes him for everything he's got? That's hilarious. Okay, maybe you're too close to it now, but trust me, it's funny. Where are you going? The ocean's that way. Hey, the kid and I are going to the movies. You want to come?
No, thanks.
Can I get you something to eat?
No.
Something to drink?
No.
How about a bottle of scotch and a hooker?
I just want to be alone.
Well, you don't need my help for that. That's your home run swing.
Just close the door on the way out.
Fine, I'll close it. Then I'll nail it shut and plaster it over and hang a picture of something a little more cheerful, like a plane crash.
Okay. I am through feeling sorry for myself.
Maybe not.
Alan?
Oh, terrific.
Charlie told me about you and Candy. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, thanks. Did he also tell you I want to be alone?
Yes, he did. So, want some company?
No.
How about a hug?
Is it a goodbye hug?
Alan, I know what it's like to lose at love.
Rose?
Yes, baby.
You're a stalker.
I prefer to be called boundary challenged.
Just go away.
Go away? Alan, I'm a stalker. Trust me, this pain will pass. The aching emptiness that's swallowing up your heart will be transformed into something beautiful.
What's that?
Resentment. A burning, white-hot resentment that empowers you to commit unspeakable acts of revenge. You're gonna want a scrapbook.
Dad?
Yeah?
Uncle Charlie's gonna take me back to Mom's now.
Well, come in here and say goodbye.
Bye.
That's it? Come here and give your old dad a hug. That's better.
You still depressed?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Just taking a little nap.
You've been napping for 2 days.
I'm getting old, Jake. Old people nap a lot. It's kind of a dry run for death.
Okay. Well, see ya.
See ya.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah?
Even though Mom stopped loving you and Candy stopped loving you, you don't have to worry about me.
Thanks, pal.
You're my dad. I pretty much gotta love you.
So,
Is he still curled up like a cocktail shrimp?
Yep. This was a real fun weekend.
Wait in the car, Jake, and I'll be right there. Okay. I am running out of patience with this guy. I've had relationships end, and I don't go crawling into bed over it. Yeah, you know what I mean.
It may not be just the relationship.
What are you talking about?
Charlie, I've studied psychology for 8 years and been a patient for 20. Your brother is exhibiting all the classic signs of clinical depression.
What are you saying? You think he might try to hurt himself?
The important question is, do we stop him? Oh, like I'm the only one here thinking that.
All right. I didn't want to have to do this, but desperate times call for desperate measures.
What are you going
to
do?
Something I hoped I'd never have to.
You don't mean...
I'm afraid so. Hello? Mom?
Oh, God, what plague have you set upon me now?
Alan, it's Mommy.
Good one.
Oh, my poor darling. How are you holding up?
How do you think? I blew another marriage. I wasted all my money. I'm a complete and utter failure.
Oh, sweetie, you just can't see the big picture, can you?
What big picture?
Every foolish choice you've made, every wasted opportunity, every hapless misstep in your sad, misbegotten life.
I know. It's an opportunity to learn and grow.
Well, perhaps, but more importantly, it's a reflection on me.
Always good to see you, Mom.
I'm not finished.
Of course not.
There is a silver lining in this dark cloud.
I can't wait to hear about it.
You're all alone. You're penniless. And you have no prospects.
Are we at the silver lining part yet?
Yes. Short of contracting a flesh-eating disease, things couldn't possibly get any worse. You've hit rock bottom. You have nowhere to go but up.
You know what? You're right. You're self-obsessed, insensitive, and soul-sucking, but you're right. I have stared into the abyss, and I'm still here. I've had my heart shattered, and then shattered again, and I'm still here. I've taken every piece of crap that life could throw at me, and I'm still here.
Well, we don't have to turn this into an evening with Liza Minnelli. Now, get washed, get dressed, get on with your life.
Okay.
And remember, no matter what, I'll always love you.
I know. Thanks.
No, don't thank me, sweetheart. I'm your mother. I have to love you.
Lynn.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks for taking Jake back to Judith's.
No problem. Sorry I had to send Mom in there.
No, you did the right thing. I needed a good slap in the face. Although with Mom, it's more like a nail gun to the testicles.
That was my thinking.
Well, I'm really grateful.
Don't mention it.
So, look at us, huh? Just like old times.
Yep.
The Harper brothers, together again.
Uh-huh.
The chicks will come and go, but you and I will always be there for each other.
Sure.
Forever. You know, not literally till the end of time, but, you know, till one of us dies. It'll probably be you, because you don't take very good care of yourself.
Gotcha.
Fist me.
You want me to fist you?
You know, like the bros in the hood. We're the bros, and this is our hood. Pow! Right on. Tell you what, I will grab us a couple of brewskis so that Team Harper can kick back and chill.
Terrific.
Well, actually,
I am more in the mood for a Chardonnay, but I'll get you a beer.
Okay.
Oh, maybe I'll make a nice little plate of cheese and crackers. Nothing fancy.
Good.
Ooh. I don't suppose you have any brie.
I don't know.
Not important. You relax. I got you covered. Pow!
Man.